It's Memorial Day weekend, and roadways, waterways, train stations, and airports will be packed with travelers taking the weekend off and heading around the state or even across the country. We are joined in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker by Eric Brown, Public Information Officer with Troop B of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, who says safety is paramount during the Memorial Day holiday weekend this year.
It's the first big travel weekend of the summertime. A lot of motorists will be hitting the roadways, traveling in our state and traveling to other destinations outside the state. And they'll be taking advantage of the recreational opportunities we have in our state with camping and fishing and boating. It's really the first chance of the summer that people have had the opportunity to do that.
So why is Memorial Day considered to be one of the more dangerous holidays, especially for travel?
With it being the first big holiday of the summer and the increase in traffic, we have a lot more opportunity for crashes to occur. Something else we see a lot of is a lot of crashes that are in relation to speed. People are in a rush to get to their destination to begin their festivities for the weekend. We also see an increase in the use of alcohol over the long weekend, as alcohol is often part of people's plans as they travel and go to different festivals and parties. So we ask that people plan ahead, make sure that they know what their route is going to be and there's no construction there. Leave plenty of time for your trip so you don't have that feeling that you need to rush to get there in case you experience a roadside emergency such as a flat tire or something else that causes you to break down. But no one wants to meet a trooper after they've been pulled over for speeding. So by planning that extra time, it can help you be sure that you don't find yourself in that situation. If alcohol is going to be part of your plans, whether you're boating or driving, designate a sober driver or a sober boat captain, not just for your safety, to avoid arrest or avoid being in an accident, but for the safety of the others that are on our roadways and on our waterways this weekend as well.
So what is the correlation between alcohol and injury or death, especially while on the roads this holiday season or even out on waterways?
Oftentimes our impaired drivers are involved in traffic crashes, and oftentimes impaired drivers are involved in fatal traffic crashes. On average, every year, throughout the course of the entire year, 60% of our fatal traffic crashes involve some type of impaired driver, whether that be alcohol or drugs.
Now, there is going to be increased enforcement out on roadways in Missouri this holiday season. What should motorists look out for? What should they expect when they're out traveling on the roads in terms of enforcement by law enforcement across the state?
Over the course of the Memorial weekend, the Highway Patrol will be participating in the crash awareness and reduction effort. And that will begin on the Friday before Memorial Day and end at midnight on Memorial Day. All available troopers will be assigned to work over this weekend, not just on the roadways, but also on the waterways. A couple different projects will be taking place over that weekend. On the Friday and the Monday, which are the peak travel days of the weekend, troopers will be assigned on certain interstates and U.S. highways in 20-mile intervals to increase our visibility and target dangerous driving habits such as speed, aggressive driving, and impaired driving in an attempt to reduce the number of traffic crashes and the fatalities and the injuries that occur because of those.
Memorial Day is classically also a big weekend to hit the water. So does the Missouri State Highway Patrol have any tips for boaters to stay safe out on waterways in Missouri during Memorial Day this year?
And some of the things that we often see on the waterway, we see boaters that aren't prepared. Their boats aren't up to safety yet. Maybe their engines aren't functioning properly. We have a lot of boat failures and boaters we have to assist in getting back to the boat ramp safely. Because they had some type of failure. We like to encourage boaters to make sure that their watercraft is safe for the water and ready to go. Be sure that your fire extinguisher is full, that you have the needed horns and whistles to keep your boat safe if you need to signal for assistance. Be sure you have the proper number of life jackets in your boat and the throw cushions that you need in case you do experience an emergency.
To find out more about safety on Missouri's roadways and waterways during this Memorial Day holiday weekend, visit our website, kmzu.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.